Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has accused Russia of giving the Syrian government financial and military support. Clinton warned that the war in Syria is spreading and called on Moscow to rethink its support for Damascus. She expressed doubt that Moscow was easing its opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure. Clinton also accused Iran of providing military support to the Syrian government. She refused to comment on the recent Israeli attack on Syria. Clinton made the comments a day before she is to be replaced by Senator John Kerry. Well, speaking of which, Israel's deadly airstrike on Syria draws a strong reaction from Damascus. A Syrian ambassador to Lebanon has warned that Damascus could take a surprise decision to retaliate for the Israeli attack. In a letter to the UN Secretary General, the Syrian government also said it holds Tel Aviv and its supporters accountable for Wednesday's assault on its research facility. The attack left two people dead and several others injured in the northwest of Damascus. Syria summoned the head of a UN peacekeeping mission in the occupied Golan Heights to protest against the raid. It has also lodged an official complaint with the United Nations against Israel over the attack. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has expressed grave concern about the incident and called on all parties to avoid raising tension. Joining us now to discuss this further via Skype is Ralph Schonman. He's a political commentator joining us from Berkeley, California. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schonman. Now, Syria does reserve the right to retaliate considering Israel's aggression on its soil. As the Syrian ambassador to Lebanon has warned that Damascus could take a surprise decision to retaliate, where do you see the situation headed?
Well, I think we have to be very clear that from the beginning, the United States has been directly involved with the Israelis in a premeditated act. Officials have stated off the record that President Obama not only knew about the Israeli attack, but the head of Israeli military intelligence has been in the United States for this discussion and for these preparations. So we have to put this in its proper context. This is a premeditated and planned and joint imperialist and Israeli attack. And we should understand what is underlying this, because the pretext is that the Israelis were attacking presumptive chemical weapons, which are a complete fabrication. In fact, it's been reported that what they're after are, quote, Russian-made SA-17 anti-aircraft missiles, which are capable of hitting Israeli fighter bombs, helicopters, and drones, engaged in aggressive attack on Lebanon. Here's what NBC News said. They would remove Israel's critical freedom of flight over Lebanon. The Israeli regime has been carrying out sorties over Lebanese territory for hours on Tuesday. So this is what we're really looking at here, preparations for a war against Lebanon, against Syria, and indeed against Iran. And in fact, we should understand that the Israeli press and DEPCA, the intelligence communication network of Israel, has confirmed that they're after uncontrolled access to Lebanon's airspace, quote, critical for Israel as it prepares another war against the country to its north. Now, this is strongly confirmed by a top Israeli military commander on the eve of the airstrike on Syria. Major General Amir Eshel, the chief of Israel's Air Force, declared Israel is engaged, quote, in a war between wars. This campaign, he stated, is 24/7, 365 days a year. We are taking action to create better conditions in which we will be able to win the wars. So let's be clear about this. This is a premeditated act of war, and it is indeed something that will, quote, not merely destabilize the region.
Right, Mr. Schonman, let me just cut in there. Considering that this is a part of a bigger plan on Israel and its allies' parts for the region, we have seen the UN sit idly by. It has not really commented or condemned as such the incident that took place. Instead, Ban Ki-moon has just called on restraint on all sides. What do you make of that?
Well, as the president of Lebanon, Michel Suleiman, stated, it's not only a flagrant aggression, but it is Israel exploiting developments in Syria to carry out aggressive policies. And once again, to quote DEPCA, the military intelligence website with close ties to Israel's secret services, it stated, quote, the strike on Syria has touched off high military alerts across the region, including on the part of the Russian fleet of 18 warships in the eastern Mediterranean, the Lebanese and Jordanian armies, and U.S. forces based at the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, as well as U.S. Special Operation troops deployed in Jordan. Let's be clear. This U.S.-backed Israeli attack on Syria is the beginning of what threatens to become a far wider war targeting Syria, Iran, and dragging the entire region into a bloodbath that will endanger the lives of millions. Okay. This is an aggressive act on the part of the United States and Israel, and nothing less than that.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. As a political commentator, Ralph Schonman, they're joining us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Schonman, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.